We are here in Sharanga, the Tai Chi Hall. We are gathering artists of Auroville. One of the questions is, what are the real possibilities of a strong collective artist in Auroville?
Yeah. The answer is to, for example, to have more gathering of that, to be together, to know each other, and maybe discussing and talking and chatting, something coming out, and a few ideas are popping up. So just to be together is important. We eat, we drink, we pass the time, and we enjoy together, to be together.
Thank you, Marco. Tom, what are the real possibilities of a strong collective artist in Auroville?
Thank you for asking me this question, because we were discussing exactly this earlier on. And any real foundation of a city in the making, needs a cultural foundation. Without that, there is no real city. You can't go forward without a real strong cultural identity and knowing and strong connection between artists. And this is what this gathering this evening is giving us, as this opportunity to discuss and exchange and come together and find a way forward to collectively bring forward not only a sense of unity, but also an idea of money that we can bring into this. We need funding and financial support to be able to grow our cultural identity. So I think what Auroville artists need, which does exist to some extent, but we need more exhibition spaces, more possibilities for artists to exhibit and spaces where they can exhibit.
Do you think that an art festival in Auroville would create such spaces?
Yes, I think an art festival in Auroville would be a great idea, because it could really explore the amazing spaces that we have that we can get artists to use. You know? And underused spaces is often the best way of highlighting the way that the space is underused, and artists do that often the best. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Create more occasion for the artists to meet together in a very, very relaxed way, to let flow the ideas and the creativity together.
So more of this, events then?
Yeah.
Yeah, more contrast. I think what Kriva is doing is really nice. Yeah. Because that's very active in the arts, you know, like they offer something artistic every single day that involves different artists in Auroville. So that's a very practical way of involving people in something doing, you know. Here we offer people more a social networking, which just leads to a good feeling of being part of something together. But in Kriva, then can actually do something with each other, and that's nice.
I'm on another point. I have the big vision to that there will be manifested a studio for artists for permanent working there, and parallel also to give classes.
Good evening. This is Auroville Radio
Hi.
TV.
Oh, good evening.
Gino.
Nice to see you.
How are you doing, guys? Have we been discussing, I've been going around with the microphone, discussing the questions on the board. Mm. What are the real possibilities of a strong collective of artists in Auroville?
A real possibility?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a real possibility.
What are those?
What are those? That we can all come together and work together, and y'all are here, by the way, become Aurovillians to realize this grand idea called human unity. So it's just a medium coming together for the sake of art, but the whole purpose remains the same, it's the unity.
So more meetings like this, more gatherings like this one?
Yeah, more potlucks like this.
We love the food as well.
That brings us together.
Somebody was suggesting that we start in Auroville the art festival, Orville Art Festival, every 2 years. Would you be part of the group of starting it?
We should do it if you. We should put more about that in AuroNet, and we should, I think, formally call for a meeting. We can invite other artists also to come, and we can just talk about it.
Do you think
last time also we discussed about who will manage. There is a lot of logistic problem, and it involves a lot of, if we have to invite outside artists, then it involves money, and
Not necessary.
We can,
because you see, like, when they invited us to Rajasthan, they had to take care of our traveling and accommodation and food. But when we do the art festival in Auroville, we don't need to pay anybody. We say, if you want, you come and you take a guest house and you pay for your room and your food and everything. If you're interested. And if you're interested and you're good, because it's not just you're interested, we select also. So you see, it doesn't have to cost much. On the contrary, I think it will give us, it will become popular very fast, like the film festival became very popular. And I think that by creating this, we will create also an art movement. We'll, you know, and for me to be part of it in this new, you know, Auroville art movement that is happening right now, right here, for me it's great, it's a big achievement. I'm already here, part of it.
I think it's very nice to connect here tonight, and I think it's very good to speak with people that I haven't seen, you know, face to face. I learned a lot now about Kriva. I read about it, but I didn't know the faces behind it. So it's good to learn more about what other people are doing in arts field, and to connect. Really nice. Up to the next potluck.
You make some kind of shirts, design shirts and
postcards,
pottery.
And also on the ceramics and all that. Yeah, black and whites mainly.
Do you have a webpage that we can see your work?
I do, I can give you a card.
No, can you just say it?
Oh yeah, conisgraphicdesign.wordpress.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
And by the way, Kriva also has a website. It's kriva.org. Please do come visit and become. If this is for Aurovillians, I would also like to bring to their notice that Kriva is not just about not just about few people doing, and not just for artists. The idea behind Kriva is that everyone can be the creator, and we are only the facilitator. So we are helping them with the space where they can come and create, where they can express, and it's also a facilitator. It's a mediator which gets the people who can share their knowledge with the people who are seeking knowledge. So, and seekers can be of any age. So we have every day something or the other going on. So check out our website and do participate.
Thank you, Lakshmi. Okay, I'm gonna go around.
Yeah, please.
Nice.
So, what are the real possibilities of a strong collective of artists in Auroville?
For me, normally a strong collective of artists can break the mold and can expand the thinking.
Now how do we achieve it?
If they collaborate, and if they're a little bit subversive and have a good sense of humor, a lot of things they can do. What do you think?
I think if you stay close in your hole, nothing happens. You have to come out, all together we can do something different.